night. She should be around here somewhere.
Wait, it's unusually quiet for such a copper-infested area.
I don't see anybody.
She told me she had permanently moved back here. It'd be weird if she already changed her mind.
Oh, well, I was hoping she could tell us more about the situation going on with Proserpina Park. I think judging by when I got the audio, there's only about a month left before the deadline. You gotta go home immediately after this, Junie.
Sure, sure. But the monkey first. I can't leave without figuring out why they called me here.
We shouldn't stay too long regardless. If the Kappa have left, there's a reason to worry. We should head up to the mountains if we don't see anyone soon.
Nothing seems to be going our way.
It's fine. Look at this gorgeous scenery. It could be worse.
Maybe we can check back here again on our way down.
Wow! Mirai willingly walking more?
Hey, I bet you were also really excited when you saw Kappa, right, Junie? Junie? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It sounds silly, but I know I'm meant to be here, but I don't know why.
You really think the monkeys are drawing you here?
I thought so, but it doesn't make sense, does it?
Who's to say?
I think there's gotta be something else. Why couldn't the monkeys talk to you at the shrine? Why make you come all the way to the park? This isn't their usual MO.
But what else could it be?
Don't worry, Junie. We'll definitely get you answers. Even if we have to beat up a monkey to get them.
Seeing that I fight a monkey would definitely make this adventure worth it.
I can take them.
Well, since Mirai is all pumped up, let's get going then. It doesn't seem like the Kappas are around.
Oh, can't believe I almost bumped into that disgusting... You! Oh, I have no time for this.
The Kappa!
Whoa, what's going on?
Is someone else with you?
No, no! All right, if you're going to hang around, there's no time to explain. We need to go now. Chop, 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 chop.
Go where?
Anywhere. Come on. I think there's a cave we can hide in. Go quickly, quickly.
But the monkeys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh gosh, a real-life Kappa? I finally got to meet one! It's not fair that you and Junpei get to meet all the cool creatures!
I'm right here, you know. I'm cool.
So, who was following you?
A grizzled man.
Who?
Never mind! Now, who's this? I thought you were leaving the park, child.
Change of plans, it seems. Meet my little sister Mirai.
Hi!
And Daichi, the tanuki.
Hello.
They think the monkeys might be elsewhere in the park, so I'm staying a bit longer.
I'm taking him up to the mountains.
You didn't check up there yet? Well, I could have told you that you needed to start there.
You could. Why didn't you?
I thought it was obvious.
Guess I need to brush up on my animal ecosystems.
You're the Kappa from Proserpina Park, right? What are you doing here?
Dear, that part? I left before everything fell apart. Why bother staying? I tell you, humans create the worst problems.
But we're human?
Oh, and not you two. You're fine.
Thanks, but what did you mean?
Shh, we can't let him find us.
You said I was an old man, right? Did you mean creature or human?
It's a creature, unfortunately.
Oh, we should meet them then.
Boy, what are you doing? No, we should not meet him. He's the most annoying, persistent creature I've ever met. He'll seduce your sister if you're not lucky.
Blech. I wouldn't fall in love with an old man.
And yet, you'd be surprised how often happens in mythology. Probably due to who created them.
An old man creature who can seduce women? There are quite a couple of those. But why would he bother you? I've never heard of this happening.
I'm as attractive, if not even more attractive, than a human woman. If only you get the picture that I'm not interested in him. I don't fall for a wannabe, a gentleman. Oh, he's here.
Come now, Kappa. Is that how you treat the guest?
Is that another Kappa? Oh my god, he's naked!
How insulting? Do you have eyes? Of course, that's not a Kappa. It's a... Vodyanoi.
Vodyanoi? Sounds Slavic.
Russian, my boy, though I do have Slavic counterparts. Oh, children from the human world. My, how things have changed since my last visit.
You don't visit, you trespass.
Vodyanoi. Wait a minute. You're a water spirit that drowns people.
And? What water spirit doesn't?
Okay. Fair. Mirai? Junichi? Don't get too close to the... And he's walking over.
And I thought the Kappa had an interesting design, but this is a whole new level. Frog head. And this body. Black fish scales, webbed feet.
You're not scared. Well, well. Guess I still got it.
Disgusting. Have some standards, please. And you, have some decency and get back into the water. Oh!
Thank you. So the Kappa's like a turtle and the Vodyanoi is frog-like?
You know, I thought that, but the long whiskers and the webbed paws actually kind of reminds me more of an otter.
Don't you dare compare a cute little otter to this guy!
Guys... Reminder, drowning, kidnapping, murder. Don't get too close.
You can't win them all. I can shapeshift, though. If you have a type.
Oh! Don't hit on children. And you wonder why everyone leaves when you show up.
Hey, I'm considered a god in some areas. Humans make sacrifices to me. Otherwise, they'd break dams and mills and whatever else could cause them to suffer.
It sounds like they're forced to worship you.
Well, I'll also take tobacco for a good fish harvest.
Oh, how kind of you.
Now, I'm not all that bad. I don't even bother humans all that much. It's only my third favorite thing to do after playing cards and smoking.
That is still pretty concerning.
See, the humans aren't buying it at all. You've lost your touch.
Oh, please. It's just so much fun when you dangle something shiny underwater, then they try to reach for it.
Okay, I think I will step back now.
Well, would you rather Vita Vodnik?
Oh, that's your Slavic version, right?
Is there a huge difference?
Yes, we even look different. They look like regular, boring, green human.
Most humans aren't green.
The live ones, at least.
Okay, I don't like this.
Oh. The Vodnik's lore is actually pretty similar to the Kappa, isn't it?
No comment.
So after drowning and killing human, they will then drag their soul into porcelain teapot, which is prize for them.
Why would they do something like that?
The more souls one has in teapot, the more respected they are. In fact, you should have so many, you need to have multiple teapots. Although you got to be careful, other Vodnik might try to take you down by freeing the souls trapped in there. It is a very brutal system.
But why do they need to trap souls anyways?
Well, how else could you show off your wealth underwater? By the amount of fish there are?
It's water. There's fish everywhere.
What a waste of a human soul. See, that's where you all go about this wrong. Why on earth would you keep such a tasty treat in such a flimsy container like a teapot when one's stomach is an obviously better option? There's no way for a soul to run away if it's dissolving your digestive system.
I see where the similarities are kicking in.
No, no, my dear. The more souls, the better. You can't show off your fins if you hide them away like that.
I'm telling you, you're wrong. There's nothing better than snacking on a human soul.
Come now, you can't show off anything if you've eaten it. Think of precious cucumber. If you eat it, it's gone.
I think both options are pretty valid.
Daichi, don't encourage them.
Then let me ask you, human child. Would you rather your soul kept in pretty teapot, or would you rather have your soul eaten?
Oh, hush now. Of course she's going to say she'd be rather be kept in a pot when there is an option of escaping.
Yeah, that's definitely the better option.
And this is why Vujunoi so popular.
Popular? You dare say that when we're literally in Japan!
Are you saying you get a lot of suitors coming your way?
Why, a lady would never disclose her paramours.
You have partners? Who?
Why do you care who I talk to? You didn't so much as visit me when I was living in America.
But you didn't even tell me where you went. One day you just left. How was I supposed to find you?
I thought I told you. I told everyone I was leaving.
Then not me. I came back from Russia to visit, and you were gone.
Oh. Oh, Valdi. I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Valdi.
I guess the relationship is closer than we thought.
Anyone else kind of feeling uncomfortable?
But you're back for good now, yes? We have so much to catch up on. Had I known you were back, I would have saved some human souls for you.
Oh, that is so kind of you. Oh, you are the only one who's ever offered.
Okay, I'm uncomfortable now.
We should go.
Yeah, let's leave the lovebirds alone.
Oh, wait. You two go ahead. I have one more question.
You sure? I feel like they're definitely going to steal your soul if you stay any longer.
As sure as I can be, I guess.
Just call us the minute they aim for your butt. I don't want to have to explain anything to Mom.
I'll be fine. Excuse me, Kappa?
Not now, child. I have so many years to make up for.
I understand. I just have a really quick question.
Ignore her, my love. Come. Join me in the waters.
Wait, wait, please! I just need to know.
Oh, what is it?
The park! You never fully explain how Proserpina Park is!
And I told you the park is a hot mess. It's too late, child. Whatever the humans over there were going to do, there's no way they'll actually save it on time.
But then, what do I do?
Thanks for making it to the end of this episode. Stay tuned for our after credit scene. And don't forget to like and follow and subscribe and all that jazz if you like our show. Thank you for listening. Residents of Proserpina Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yee, directed by Angela Yee, featuring in order the voices of Vida Shi, Zareth, Pao Banganinbin, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Christine, Sam McDonald, Angela Yee, Maddie Shallon, Skylar Giordano, Ben Palizzi, Ashley Dawson, Sarah Mansara Menendez, and Maddie. Dialogue edited by Angela Yee. Sound design by Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yee. Script edited by Sarah and Sarah Menendez. Original music by Hua Fam. Season 4 cover art by Molly James. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofproserpinapark.com. Come visit again soon.
Hey, everything okay? They didn't actually try anything, did they?
No, I mean, I'm okay.
What did you ask them?
Oh, just something about back home. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, it was nice that nothing too serious happened here, at least, right?
Yeah, considering we did meet with two creatures that could have tried to drown us.
True. But still, I'll be happy once I'm back in a place with Wi-Fi again.
Well, come on then. From here on out, it should be smooth sailing.
What is that?
Whatever it is, it isn't good.
Ah, there you are!
Kitsune? What are you doing here?
No time. We have to go now.
What happened to